The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local at Schmoe's Brewery, 2600 Patterson Southeast. This place is rockin' with bacon. Man, it's their 7th anniversary, and they got 7 courses of bacon. I just finished off a cinnamon swirl Canadian bacon slider. We're talking Canadian bacon, caramelized Michigan apples, pinconning sharp cheddar cheese, and honey Dijon mustard.
Oh.
I don't know about you guys. I'm here with Chaz from the brewery and Brett Bakita sitting in for Bob today. But, fellas, we all ate one of those. Unbelievable.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah.
I don't need anything else, but I will.
They got food comas going. But
I'm waiting for that mushroom hash, man, the bacon mushroom hash.
Oh,
I can smell it.
Come down here, $7. You get 7 samples of food. The holiday beers are on tap. But right now we're going to blow down to Barbecue Bob. He's doing a remote from his family's Christmas. Bob, you out there?
Hey, I am. I'll tell you, I'm listening online, and I'm a little bit worried at this point because, you know, I've got Bakita filling in for me, and it's kind of like I don't know if I'm going to be invited back.
Well, he is a lot nicer to me than you are, but we know there's one of those things, Bob.
It's funny that you say that, Bob, because we've already changed the name of the show. It's The Grilling Guys with Jop and Bakita. Starting next Saturday, new time, everything.
That's okay. I'm messaging Bentley right now, so
yeah. Touche, my friend. Touche. Yeah.
But anyway, what's going on down there, Bob? Where are you anyway? You're somewhere in Southeast Michigan.
I'm at my wife. She's a Jabor, so it's the Jabor family Christmas. There's 10 of those kids, and they fly in from all over the country. And right now, I'm at my brother-in-law Steven's house, and he enjoyed the Schmoe's last night extremely. Steven and I are a couple of the original beer snobs in the family, and when I pulled out those growlers, everybody was looking like, holy cow, Bob brought moonshine. But after the taste went around, there were a lot of eyebrows twinkling. So it's pretty impressive when you walk into a place with some growlers, and especially when you pour out some Schwartz and some Bone Crusher. And I'm only sorry that I didn't bring a dozen of them.
Yeah, well, it's all about what you can carry. I get it. But so you're down there. You've got a big group of people you're going to be grilling for down there. And you're going to do this thing, something that I've only ever seen you do once. And if I pronounce it wrong, correct me, but it's a spatchcocked turkey. Explain that to us, because it's a really cool technique.
Yeah, it is. It's great. And, you know, Jop, I was thinking when you and I are at that Huntin' Time Expo, which is January 27, 28, and 29 at the Expo, at the Deltaplex, I should say. You know, Tom Antor, who puts that thing on, has asked us to do some classes while we're doing those demos. So I think we're going to do some wild game classes, and why don't you and I do some spatchcocking while we're down there?
Anyway, hey, you know what? I don't know what that is, but it sounds like fun.
Well, if maybe John doesn't want to go out, come out, because I think it's getting in his blood. To spatchcock a chicken or a turkey or any kind of fowl, you get some fowl shears or some big scissors, you know, tin snips if you have to, and you flip that thing over on its breast, and you basically go up each side of the spine and you cut out the backbone of the thing so it becomes something like a politician. And the thing wants to flip open. The beautiful thing about grilling fowl after you've spatchcocked it is you get to, number one, you get to put rub on both sides of the meat. But more importantly, you don't have that big open cavity wasting time and space on your grill. And you get to actually grill both sides of the meat so you can cook it evenly. And as you all know, with fowl, it's kind of tough to get those joints and those bones cooked thoroughly. But when you spatchcock it, it lays out nicely and it makes for a wonderful presentation. The only trick is flipping it, so you might want a big grilling basket or some way to flip that thing on the grill. But
hey, Bob, just to clarify, are you pulling the whole rib cage, all the bones out of that?
Well, there's a technique to it, and we'll show you at the Huntin' Time Expo. Again, that's going to be January 27, 28, 29. This alone is worth going to that barbecue class. I think it's going to be free, by the way. They're going to be 45-minute sessions, but spatchcocking is very cool because you cut the spine out, and then there's a little technique to getting the ribs out of it, and the thing just lays out beautifully. It makes for a great presentation, but more importantly, it's a cool way to grill a turkey and get the thing cooked, because that's always the trick.
Yeah, it's gonna, Bob, it cuts down the cooking time as well, doesn't it, when you get to be able to put that thing flat on the grill on both sides?
It does, and you can use this technique on any bird. You know, Jop's a big pheasant hunter. Would work great for pheasant if you're going to do a bacon-wrapped pheasant or anything like that, but just a little different way to do it. So anyway, to break down this spatchcock turkey, I'm going to use like maybe a 12-pound turkey. I'm not going real big. And I'm probably going to brine the thing the night before, but we're going to probably use something like some lemon juice, maybe a little butter, some sage or fennel. I kind of like fennel. And then I'm going to go with a little bit of powdered mustard and some shallots and some black pepper. And that's what I'm going to use to bring out the aromatics on this turkey. And I'm going to brine it. And I'm going to save a little bit of that brine before I even use it in the brine. I'm going to throw some of those seasonings on the turkey as I put it on the grill. And after you brine it, if you want to coat it down with some olive oil before you throw your seasonings on, that's okay too. It'll give you a really beautiful golden crust on that skin, and that's what everybody likes.
Yeah, you're right. That is, we'll have that recipe and technique up on thegrillingguys.com. We'll get that up there yet this weekend. I don't think it's there quite yet, is it, Bob?
You know what? I have not loaded it. I'm sitting on somebody else's computer, so I don't have access to all my passwords. But I got to tell you, Jop, I cannot stand listening to the show and not being there. You guys are having so much fun. It's a pretty sad, lonely feeling out here in Troy, Michigan.
Well, get over it. You're with family.
Bacon.
Yeah. Right.
He was playing the theme along. I like that.
Yeah, did you mention we're having bacon out here? Did you catch that part? But anyway, well, hey, Bob, thanks so much. We do miss you, honestly. It's a very different show. I mean, I'd say it's worse. It's just different without you here. But thanks for checking in. Enjoy your time with your family, and I wish them a happy holiday season.
Well, thanks a lot, guys. And Chaz, you're doing a great job. Say hi to Jim, and make sure that you know, you have one for me out there.
Oh, I think I can.
Yeah, he's already done that. Yeah. Happy holidays, Bob.
All right.
See you guys.
Yeah, great. That was Barbecue Bob. He's down at his family Christmas, taking a little break from me today, but very comparable and competent, rather, sit-ins with Brett Bakita and Chaz here with me. Want to break down a little bit of grilled bananas now. I've done this before on the show. If you're a regular listener, you've heard me do this, but again, the kids are home on break. You got 2 weeks. If you're grilling burgers or you're grilling dogs even or whatever, you got to grill hot is the concept. Go buy a bunch of bananas. This is so simple, and it's fun. You're going to take the banana, knock the woody end off it, and what I want you to do, don't peel it. Just take that end off. Cut it lengthwise in half and leave the peel on it. And what you're going to do is you're going to grill it with the peel side down and the cut side up.
Okay.
And I want you to sprinkle a little bit of cracked salt on that, just sea salt. Just crack it over the top. You're going to grill it about 3 minutes. This is a medium-high grill. 3 minutes on one side. Flip it over so the banana meat side is down for about a minute just to get grill marks on it. And then flip it back over on top so you're back on the skin side, right? Then take your ice cream caramel, the caramel sauce that you have on there.
Yeah.
Take it with a spoon, drizzle it over the top. Shut the grill down and let that caramel heat up. And I tell you what, that is a very simple, but your kids will do backflips over these carameled bananas with a little bit of salt.
John, for the novices out there listening like myself, when you say shut the grill down, you're saying shut the heat off, but then put the top down and just let it kind of warm?
You could do that because it's going to stay hot for a while.
Right.
This is the last thing you're doing. You're doing dessert, right?
Right?
Just close the grill down, but leave the top down because you'll get that radiant heat in there. And what you really want to happen is that caramel to melt a little bit because it'll drizzle down the side and get between the banana and the skin. And when you serve them, you grab them with the tongs, good tongs, right? Grab them with the tongs, set them on the plate, and you can just grab the end of that banana peel with the tongs and just give a couple little tugs. It'll slide right out from under there, and you got a full-length banana carameled up with a little salt. You're going to love that flavor.
Jop's Banana Boats. I like it right there.
Yeah. It doesn't get better than that. And very simple little thing that you can do with the family. I think the kids could even grill these. After all, it's a banana. You mess one up, big deal.
Yeah.
Right? But they won't fall through the grates, the key is, with the skin on them. So coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit more about these grilled leftovers. Got some more great recipes for the family, and we're going to bring this show to the station. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.